Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that always knows the best way to dispose of ill-gotten phlegm. Tonight's episode, Truth Kittens, Me Can Has Finale, written and directed by Kat Evans, music by Sam Locke and Courtney McNally, sound design by Ansel Birch and Noah Jennings, featuring the vocal talents of Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Ellen DeSitter, Kat Evans, Anna Gatekey, Derek Gatekey, Adam McClavey, Ben McCauley, and Cameron Palmer. And now, on with the show.
Roll call.
Ethie, what is the right thing to do? Are your actions guided by morals and beliefs?
Cassie, divinity's a mystery. Metaphysics are dark and full of grief.
Sophie,
why do you do what you do? What matters most and is important to you?
Kendra, tells it like it is.
I used to have a good diligence.
And that lovable rascal driven only by the truth of his id.
I can have cheeseburger.
Aww, lolcat!
So come on, get ready for adventures in ethics. Come on, get ready for cuteness aesthetics.
Truth kittens! Truth kittens! Yeah!
Dearest listeners, welcome to an ethereal land of rainbows and snacks. Home to the cutest philosophers in the universe, the Truth Kittens. Here in the Temple of Lightning are Cassandra Kitty, Self-Awareness Kitty, and Lolcat. In an attempt to investigate the savage slaughter of their neighbors, the Feelings Bears, they have calibrated the Carometer in their own cloud console.
The Carometer was supposed to alert the Feelings Bears to when a human had an urgent problem for them to solve.
Well, it did, but it turns out after a series of failed missions, the Carometer was reprogrammed to send them only on missions with a 97% probability of being solved by hugs and platitudes.
The Bears changed their metrics in order to publish a higher success rate. Oh, the memory of my friends is now tainted by their acts of dishonesty.
Stay focused, Selfie.
Yeah, no need to speak ill of the dead, yo.
I suppose none of us are perfect, and they still didn't deserve to be murdered.
Meanwhile, I've recovered some meeting minutes that show there was a bid to buy Care-A-Lot for redevelopment, but they never sealed the deal.
I didn't realize Care-A-Lot was such a hot real estate.
Yeah, maybe we should redo the chocolate fountain. Try and keep up.
Care-A-Lot is a literal crime scene now. I think we're probably fine.
Meanwhile, seeking to continue the work of the Feelings Bears, Ethics Kitty, Candor Cat, and Logic Cat are on their first team mission on Earth. Their plan? Improve and save human lives through revealing truths. The kittens have dried off after landing in the Atrium Fountain and stolen copious amounts of cheesecake.
Does it count as stealing when we are not citizens of this country or planet? I do not believe we must operate under their laws.
We did not eat copious amounts, and yet I'm feeling far more full in the stomach than I ever did in the Land of Truth, and yet I only ate half of what I would at one of Lolcat's dessert parties. Is it possible that our metabolisms work differently on Earth?
Maybe. Oh, hey! That lady looks kind of pissy. Let's see if we can help.
Hello? Meowsy, meow, meow. Can I help you?
Hey! I swear that cat just meowed in English.
Yeah! Want to talk about your life?
Get away from me!
Aw, nuts.
The kittens come across two adults and a child, impeccably dressed and standing next to portable carts of books with signs saying, "When was your last hot date with the Savior? Have you made your holiness quota and outrighteous your neighbor?"
It's so simple, you'll never be disappointed, ever. It never fails. Signing up for our free newsletter will teach you so much. You just need a credit card number.
Logicat addresses the child.
Greetings, small human. I am a kitten. Please do not fear me for my remarkable language powers. I am not of your world.
Oh, cool. Are you like an alien cat? My dad says we're waiting for aliens to come take us to our rightful place in heaven.
I cannot confirm that, but we did come to help humans with their problems.
Oh, that's what my folks do, too. And we come from lots of places. We move every couple months or so. Dad says taking out a mortgage invites the devil and federal agents into your life.
That doesn't follow.
Do you play fetch?
No.
Do you want to chase this laser pointer?
No.
Well, I bet you can't turn a cartwheel either.
Oh, that I can.
Boing!
See?
Oh, cool! This is the best day of evangelizing ever!
What are you up to, son?
Dad, this alien can turn cartwheels, and it talks! It's a sign from the Almighty!
No, son, only I receive signs from the Almighty. Your holiness quota is not nearly high
Hello,
enough.
Hello, would you like to discuss the effectiveness and ethics of your proselytizing?
Yeah!
The mall evangelists pack up their carts and their child in record time.
Huh. You know, I bet they practiced that getaway.
These humans make no sense.
Well, no, but if they did, they wouldn't need us, would they?
How can some of them have the mental flexibility to accept us as sentient beings and others not?
Maybe we should only talk to kids. Some Saturday morning magical teams turn into toys or stone or pretend to be normal animals when adults are around. Or they just always manage to hide.
Well, we already blew that. Plus, it's not that I don't want to help kids, but it's not their fault that Earth is all screwed up. Shouldn't we be focusing on the ones actually messing up the planet? You know, cause rather than symptom?
This is untenable.
It's not that bad.
Aw, what a cute little kitty.
Hi, want to pet me?
Wait, did you just talk?
Uh-huh.
Aw, look at you lying on your back. Aw, you need a belly rub, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, a little to the left. Yeah.
Is that like verbal purring?
Sure. Go with that. Yeah. Proceed with the belly rubs, please.
Okay.
See, you just got to sell your cuteness a little bit more, Logic Cat.
Our existence defies their understanding of reality. I guess we frightened some of them.
Right now, I'm frightened by the noises Candor Cat is making.
Hi, you're just jealous, meow.
Oh. Candor! Is this a pleasure cruise or did we come here with a mission?
Can it be both?
Excuse me, I need to finish my Christmas shopping and this is getting weird.
Oh. Okay, bye. Oh, that was awesome!
Get it together, Candor.
What?
We can't just run around Earth pursuing pleasure.
Why not?
You did claim we had a higher purpose before we left the realm of truth.
Yeah, well, that belly rub got me pretty effing high.
Ugh, I think we should just go home. Earth makes no sense.
Turn yourself around, Candor, or we are going home. Two against one.
Okay, you're right. We'll continue on our mission. I got a little distracted, okay? But there's nothing wrong with understanding the pleasures of Earth. How are we supposed to help them if we don't understand their lives? Right, Logic Cat?
I suppose that follows.
Meanwhile, you two are cramping my style. Let's split up.
You kittens drive me nuts. I could use a little solo time.
Wait, do not leave me all alone in the mess of confusion.
Courage, Logic Cat. You gotta be open to learning. That's how we'll grow and gain new meaning and understanding and fulfillment. Right?
I suppose that follows.
The kittens split up. Ethics Kitty makes his way into a shoe store.
Meow. I'm Ethics Kitty, and I'm here to make sure you know the truth about
Wait. Is this like a new service the store is providing? I don't want to pay extra, no offense. Are you on commission?
No, I don't work for the store or for any brand. I'm just here to help.
Oh, so I get my own little personal feline shopping guide for no additional cost?
Right! Now, are you really okay with buying genuine leather?
I don't know. They are expensive, aren't they?
But the slaughter, the processing.
Oh, and that. Well, these are cute, and they're not leather.
Wait, those have PVC in them. That means there's lead and cadmium and phthalates, and the amount of chlorine gas used in production could just,
all right,
you know,
okay. How about these? These ones?
Well, they're PU.
What? They don't smell like leather, but they're
no,
fine.
No, PU is polyurethane, which takes 500 years to biodegrade.
My God. You are making this hard.
But don't you want to consider the ethics of your purchase?
No, I just want them to be cute and to get a great deal and for you to leave me alone.
You are hiding from the truth.
How about you hide in this motorcycle boot?
Meow.
As you can see, the Truth Kittens are so excited to experience Earth and make new friends. How's your experience of genuine leather ethics, Kitty? Let's check back on Candor Cat, who after copious self-grooming with her tongue, has made her way to a cosmetics counter where she sees a mother and a teenage daughter.
Why are you looking at these ridiculous colors? Purple? Really? Are you really going to put purple on your lips?
You're the one who keeps telling me to put makeup on in the morning.
And you wonder why you don't have a boyfriend.
Hey, lady, I think you need a healthy dose of the truth. See, Mom, the cat thinks I should get the purple lipstick.
Not what I said.
No, of course not. The point of wearing makeup is to look better.
The point of wearing makeup is chasing unrealistic, unhealthy standards.
The trick to wearing makeup is to look like you're not wearing any.
The trick is you believing that buying beauty products is an act of self-care. You've been duped, lady.
Huh? Hear that, Mom? Stop trying to make me conform.
You need to learn to put a little bit of effort into looking presentable. It's not just about dating. It's about school and the real world.
You want a teacher to succeed by wearing lipstick?
Listen, you high and mighty little furball. You don't have to go to job interviews, client meetings, or ask for pay raises.
Why do you want her to think that how others judge her appearance matters more than how she feels about herself?
See, Mom, I'm an individual. I'm buying the purple lipstick.
Listen, girl. It's your face, it's your body. There's very little else in this world that you truly own. So if you really want to paint your face purple, fine, have fun. But making a $12 decision that pisses off your mom is about the most typical thing you could do as a teenager.
I'm not typical. It's setting powder, you bitch.
That's it, dear. Don't take shit like that from a pet. Here's a mascara wand in your ear, you nasty feline. Let's go get mother-daughter lattes and manicures, shall we?
Fine.
Also, try to use the word bitch for dogs only, dear. Cats are different.
Mom!
You look much better with mascara on your whiskers, Candor. So much more full and defined.
Shut up, narrator.
Oh, I could watch you kittens run amok all day. Oh,
man.
But let's check back in on Logicat. Oh, Logicat has found a single human slurping down Long Island iced teas at a booth at the Red Checker Apple Cheese Garden Family Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge.
Greetings, human. Are you in need of assistance?
Oh. Lana, keep them coming. Listen here, my kitty friend.
Meow.
Okay. Love fucking sucks.
I take it you have recently been dumped.
Love sucks! Ah! You got a tissue?
I have no pockets. Ah, that's my fur!
Larry, is this a stray? You can't bring cats in here.
My name is Logicat.
Okay, Logicat. Is this guy bothering you?
Where?
There's no one else here. You can sit anywhere you
okay,
want.
Okay, Kit Kat's with me. He's my friend. His drink's on me! See? See, I buy you a drink, and you're my friend. That's how that works.
That doesn't follow.
No women allowed! Women stay out!
Suits me. See ya.
No, wait, come on. Just bring us another. Then you're kicked out. These women are evil. Oh, women are whores.
Your statement is categorically false.
You don't know.
Oh, but I do. You are committing a fallacy known as hasty generalization.
Do you know what's Do you know what's fallacious? Feline?
Fallacious.
Hey,
this is a family
family
restaurant, Larry.
If it's a family restaurant, why is your shirt scored?
Knock it off, Larry. I'm cutting you off. Come here, Logicat.
The server scoops up Logicat and brings him to the bar.
What a kind human you are.
I like cats.
That man was rude to you.
Oh, that was mild for Larry.
Why not throw him off the premises?
The boss would never back me up.
Do you like this job?
Are you a secret shopper?
No.
Every day, my faith in humanity plunges lower than I thought possible.
Get a different job.
In this town? We're lucky our shopping mall is still busy.
Is this not the kind of problem humans solve with education?
I have a degree in physics. I also have 150 grand in student debt, a car payment, and a four-year-old.
Why are there not better options?
You tell me. You're a talking kitty. Are you magic? Like, can you grant me some wishes or something?
No.
Or help me manifest moon-based superhero powers.
It's very specific, but I'm not aware of
anything. Damn!
Fish heads! Earth is depressing. May I have a scotch, please? With full disclosure that I cannot pay for it.
I can't do that. Boss would know, and I really can't afford to buy you one.
That follows.
Sorry.
Well.
Logicat bounds off the bar, returning to the drunken patron's booth.
Hello, new friend Larry.
Aw, jerk.
Meanwhile, back in the Temple of Lightning, the remaining truth kittens contemplate who to interview on possible connections to the feeling bears.
Hey, why don't we just call the hairy bears?
The who?
Well,
they're the feelings bears. Distant cousins, the hairy bears, lives in a wondrous underground grotto and drinks hairy berry juice to gain gravity-defying dexterity.
Yeah, well, we call them and ask them if they've seen anything.
Sounds better than stewing in my nightmares.
Hello? Oh, hey, it's the truth kittens.
Meow. I don't believe we've been acquainted. Have you heard of us?
Yeah, man, you cats are the best.
That's so nice to hear. We must build allies and coalitions if we are to defeat our enemies.
Whoa, enemies? Hey, we gave up the concept of enemies a while back, you know?
You adhere to some sort of new coexistence philosophy?
Yeah, and it's all thanks to you. Lolcat helped cut our hairy berry juice with some shrooms, and it's been like a bounty ball of the soul ever since.
Welcome.
Have you seen or heard anything suspicious lately?
Suspicious? Aw, man, what a bummer. Don't live like that, man. Just be open, you know? If someone has a problem, it's theirs. You don't need to take it on.
That's all well and good until someone chops you to bits!
Are you aware that the feelings bears were murdered?
Oh. Bogus.
It's true, and truly bogus, I assume. We suspect it was someone after their home, though no one seems to have moved in, which is confusing our investigation. Has anyone come by wanting to buy your grotto?
Yeah, actually, we sold it. Long time ago.
What?
Gotta embrace change, you know? We rebuilt our grotto under Black Rock City, and when Burning Man comes around, we go up and live among the humans freely. It's like spiritual and social evolution, kitties.
You sold your grotto to whom?
Were they monsters with huge teeth and claws?
Boom!
After a sparkly explosion, a dusty and dazed Logicat floated out of the swirling neon-colored mist.
Logicat? What are you doing here? Where are the others?
I am not certain. Candor Kitten and Ethics Kitty found me in the Red Checker Apple Cheese Garden Checker Family Restaurant Checker Cocktail Lounge. And then, what happened?
How about a flashback? Shall we?
Sure.
Logicat, how much did you have?
I know my limits. Ba-boom, ba-boom. I decline to disclose the amount.
Look, if our metabolisms are different on Earth, you might be sloshed after just a few.
A certain doggly sensation. Life is but a dream, sweetheart.
Boom, 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 boom. Laura! Let's get more for me in the barbershop quartet.
Never mind how much. He's had too much, Effie.
On the contrary, I have had enough in order to stomach the ridiculous nature of this planet and its inhabitants.
Logicat, this is an ethics violation. You can't put humans or yourself at risk like this.
What risk? Me and Larry are doing just fine.
Boom, boom, boom.
Just then, an exterminator arrived.
Hi. Did somebody call pest control?
And just behind him, the book stand evangelist.
There they are. Those are the kittens that we're talking. They're possessed by demons. Get them.
Oh, hairballs!
Use your nets.
Scatter!
Run! Come on, Logicat, run!
Fish heads.
Catch them! I must perform an exorcism.
Hey, come here, you little vermin. Hey, get back here.
What do you think? The feelings bears ever had pest control called on them?
Or the feelings Garrett bears were accused of demonic possession?
Never mind. We're not the feelings bears. We're the Truth Kittens, and we have a mission.
Out the front door here, into the parking lot.
Follow me.
No, wait, Logicat!
Logicat?
I did not think I would have to see entrails again so soon.
And that brings us up to right now.
Logicat, are you dead?
The throbbing in my temples would indicate not.
But you're blue and full of light and hovering above the ground. You're a ghost!
Does that follow? Cassandra Kitten, can I be dead and yet back where I started, yet exist in a new bodiless state?
I don't know.
Hey, yeah, still here? Sorry to interrupt, but did you guys want to keep talking on the phone? I kind of got to be, like, present for my homies, and I don't want to stand my device, you know?
We'll call you back, Harry Bears.
Cool, man. Cool.
What? The actual... What? What?
Jesse, are you okay?
This makes no sense.
Cassandra Kitten... Are you admitting confusion? I've never seen you like this.
You are kombucha.
I am not certain I am able to imbibe in my current form, Lolcat.
Oh, no, not you, man.
That's it, I'm officially freaking out now!
Cassandra Kitten tears out of the Temple of Lightning as though it were on fire.
I am profoundly disturbed. I've seen friends murdered, our team has split up, and one of us may or may not be dead. And our most knowledgeable kitten had just flipped out. I was all motivated to ready us for war, Lolcat, but this thing just gets weirder and weirder.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Sophie, that are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just messing with you.
Will the kittens unite? Will the metaphysics of their existence be explained? Will they find the killers of the feelings bears? Will the killers find the kittens? Tune in next time on True Kittens.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or our website at www.starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show by giving us a positive review on iTunes or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad.